the presidency announcing yesterday of envoys being sent now to engage with Zimbabwe. The former National Assembly Speaker, Baleka Mbete, and Dr. Sydney Mufamadi, the former cabinet minister, who has previously, of course, brokered peace deals and arrangements in Zimbabwe. We're getting reaction now, officially, I suppose, from the former Zimbabwe Deputy Finance Minister and a former ZANU-PF MP, Terence Mokope. Terence, a very good morning to you. Welcome to our program.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Do you welcome this latest initiative by the South African government? What's your response?
Yes, we do welcome it because it gives a chance for people to see that Zimbabwe is actually a constitutional democracy and a country that actually observes the rule of law and all the international treaties. And I think what has been going on is that there's been this campaign that's been called the Zimbabwe Lives Matter. It's what you call a good campaign optically, but it's something that just has seen its objectives, which is just really to destabilize the current government.
Terence, you've been saying that people don't understand what's going on in Zimbabwe. You're saying that there's bias in the media coverage of the situation, really what people are even referring to as brutality by the state at the moment. People are circulating old photographs. Please help us understand what you know that the rest of us don't seem to get.
No, you see, everything started with the arrest of a journalist called Hopewell. What people fail to realize is that the journalist was arrested on serious matters which were totally unrelated to his duties as a journalist. This is someone who was calling for inciting violence and driving for the removal of a sitting government. You initially had a situation where people were talking of that they're against corruption. And in that whole corruption march, you started having NGOs and the opposition calling for the unseating of the government and calling for a change. And so there's a difference between marching for corruption and calling for corruption to come to an end, and as opposed to saying that in that narrative of asking for corruption to come to an end, you also then start asking for the overthrow of the current government. And in a constitutional democracy, that's actually treasonous.
That notwithstanding, Terence, the UN has called the situation in Zimbabwe a catastrophe waiting to happen. We understand that the average citizens there are hard-pressed. Many can't afford even the goods that are sold at fully stocked supermarkets. Many really completely reliant on remittances from the diaspora, people from here, elsewhere in the world. What's your response to the state of affairs under the Mnangagwa government?
You have to contextualize the impact of the lockdown on Zimbabwe's economic and social setting. Zimbabwe is currently under a lockdown like many countries all over the world, as recommended by the World Health Organization. The lockdown has put a lot of social and economic pressure on the citizens of Zimbabwe, and those with sinister objectives want to exploit this. You have to remember that the country is still under the yoke of damaging sanctions that continue to weigh heavily on the citizens. And COVID-19 has actually doubled the weight and the pain felt by most of the poor Zimbabweans. So the growing frustration of the citizens is very much understandable, especially because the lockdown has created extreme inconvenience and restricted a lot of freedoms for the people. So what we have seen is the COVID-19 pandemic has pushed the health system of first world countries to a breaking point. You've seen what it has done to Italy. So really the pride of the Zimbabwean government is to save lives. That's really what's important at the present moment. And to ensure that, you don't increase the burden on the current health system, which is already really, really fragile.
I want to talk to you about what you're alleging are old photographs being used to paint a picture of repression and brutality against citizens in the country at the moment. Are you saying that isn't happening?
Yes. Look at it this way. People are taking visuals of the 2016-2017 public unrest and are recycling them and presenting them as recent. Zimbabwe is currently under a lockdown, and there are no public gathering events or activities anywhere. So there is actually no confrontation between the public and the police or security agencies. There is not even a single person who has died or that has been injured as a result of confrontation with the security forces. Worst case scenarios of contact with the police happens mostly when the police are enforcing lockdowns or regulations to protect the lives of Zimbabweans and prevent the spread of COVID-19. You know, as a country, we welcome the people's freedom to express themselves, especially their anger against corruption. President Emmerson Mnangagwa hates corruption and has been fighting corruption since the first day he assumed the office.
Terence, so I'm incredulous. I'm so sorry to come in there. I'm incredulous at what you are describing. I mean, we've spoken to activists who have recently been in jail, who've been thrown into jail. We know, of course, people have been arrested for simply holding placards and holding the flag. There's a lot of footage that is being disseminated at the moment. And yes, the cover is around enforcing lockdown regulations. But we know the heavy-handedness of the approach of the police and the military in Zimbabwe at the moment. I'm incredulous at the way you are describing it.
What you have to understand is the role of the NGOs in this campaign. The NGOs have been dishonest in their role and participation in the Zimbabwe Lives Matter campaign. If they want to fight corruption, let them join the government of President Mnangagwa to fight corruption genuinely, not to hide their true intention behind what looks like an honest campaign. Hijacking the concept of Black Lives Matter for a false campaign will do more harm than help the cause of black people all over the world. The reason why they fashioned this campaign around Black Lives Matter is because they were hoping to provoke the police. Then the police will use some force in engagement with the public, and then they can justify their campaign. But as you can see by the visuals of the lawyers, the predominant lawyer, Beatrice Mthethwa, the Zimbabwean police have treated her with respect and did not even touch her. Our focus under this...
She remains an exception, Terence.
...is to save lives.
She remains an exception.
...economic recovery also to lift the poor out of the devastating impacts of COVID-19. What you should understand is that there are good NGOs and bad NGOs. Unfortunately, this Zimbabwe Lives Matter campaign is led by bad NGOs and that are working on sinister motives to undermine the democracy and law in Zimbabwe.
That is all the time we'll have for this interview. Terence Mokope there, former Zimbabwean Deputy Finance Minister and the former ZANU-PF MP, reacting to the deployment of special envoys by Pretoria to Harare. He's described a situation of a constitutional democracy, a country that is functioning, doing its best. Of course, they're placed under pressure by external factors. And he's saying that the Zimbabwe Lives Matter is really a movement that has sought to hijack legitimate concerns around racism elsewhere to try and delegitimize and destabilize a democratic government. Right? Right? I tell you what, it looks to me he wants another crack at being part of that government.